You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Yes, please. Some sexual healing, if you don't mind.
It is 5:08. You know what that means.
No, I don't. Oh, it's time for a story that's going to make my head explode.
It's my new favorite thing. I keep one in my pocket every day.
Go ahead.
You just sit down, you weird little prepper. Local experts say forced affection, common during the holidays, can negatively impact children. The holidays are prime time for gestures of affection, and that could be a problem for children. Go hug Aunt Sue. You go give Grandpa a kiss. Go sit on Santa's lap. A lot of parents have probably said this and other similar things to their children at some point. It usually ramps up the holiday when we gather with relatives we might not see often. But health professionals say forced affection can really have a negative impact on little ones. The chief psychologist at Truman Medical Center's Lakewood Counseling Center says it can cause damage to a child's perception of boundaries. Oh my God. I think we need to take things slowly, she says. I think it moves pretty quickly when you haven't seen a relative, or never if we're talking about toddlers, and all of a sudden they want to kiss and hug them all over you. It makes them pretty uncomfortable.
You know, like, take things slowly, like me shoving that person off a cliff. Like a slow push.
She says the same rules apply to Santa visits.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So how do we encourage our children to go sit on Santa's lap?
You don't.
You don't.
Experts suggest things like offering alternatives, offering other opportunities, like
standby Santa,
the Santa high five, the Santa fist bump, the Santa cool handshake, all different ways to show affection without making a child uncomfortable.
I'm going to throw up.
Santa, you keep your fat self over there, yeah, and I'll keep my little self over here, and we'll be fine.
Why don't I text you what I want for Christmas? I don't want to go near that guy. There are elementary schools doing this now, where at the beginning of the day, the children can point to how they would like to greet another student, like the fist bump or, you know, today I feel like a high five.
Show me on the doll where you want to sit on Santa.
Tomorrow I might want a hug, but today I don't want a hug, and that's okay. You don't always have to be hugging people. That's all I'm saying.
Wait. Did you just say, go back to the elementary school thing?
Yeah.
All right, explain that again.
So there are, let me look it up.
Rod, do not take those headphones. Do not leave me in the jungle by myself.
So there are schools that have started all kinds of different ways, like in kindergarten, first grade, you know, and the one I saw, Scott, there was a chart. And on that chart, there was a high five, there was a fist bump, there was a hug.
Yep.
And the child at the beginning of the day, you know, who's the greeter.
Do they get a sticker that, like, that you have to wear on your chest? And I'm being serious here. I'm not trying to be goofy or idiotic or whatever. Do you wear a sticker that says, Scott, fist bump, or, like, the signal for a fist bump?
Yeah, like, today I'm feeling like a hug. Tomorrow I might not be. I mean, aren't we all like that? There are days where I am in such a good mood. I'm like, hey, what's everybody doing? And then you know me. There are days where I'm like, help me.
And when I get that feeling, I back up. I don't poke the bear.
But sometimes, if you're five, you don't have the vocabulary to know how to do that. There's a school in...
How did we survive?
There's a school in Lone Tree, Iowa. Pupils line up. They choose a greeting from a chart, a hug, a handshake, or a fist bump. The children's teacher set up the cheery morning activity to encourage positive interactions between students. And here's the other deal, Scott. If there's a student that isn't used to getting handshakes or fist bumps or hugs, maybe, you know, that kid, this also allows them to...
The kid that's going to grow up to be a serial killer?
Participate.
That kid?
I know that Johnny set a barn on fire last week, but could you fist bump him today?
I mean, are you being serious or is this a joke?
The preschoolers love greeting their friends in the morning. They look forward to that time. I've even caught them role-playing that part of our school day in the afternoon. The aim behind the greeting is for students to have a positive interaction with their classmates right away in the morning. I also want them to have a choice.
Take the hug and get to your seat.
The person who is the greeter changes each week on our job chart. Do you remember the job chart? I totally do.
No.
In kindergarten?
No.
Someone got to be the weather person. Someone got to be the
like
teacher's helper. This somebody gets to be the greeter.
Why do I see you as like the teacher's helper nerd?
I was eager to be helpful if it was needed.
I bet you volunteered to be the teacher's helper every week and were disappointed, frustrated, and hurt.
You know what,
Mrs. Weinstein, when you were out of the room, Scott was up and out of his seat and he was talking to other people.
No, I always wanted to be the weather person. They never picked me to be the weather person.
Mrs. Eisenstein, Scott didn't bring his pencil, and he took one off of my desk.
I was a very quiet student. I was not whiny. I was quiet. Believe that.
Mrs. Eisenstein, Scott won't stop burping.
Was that you when you were a kid?
No. I would have probably been a handshaker.
Mrs. Eisenstein, can I have lunch in your room while all the other kids go to the cafeteria?
Why can't you just look at this little boy hugging this other little boy? On that day, they decided on a hug. I think it is darling and completely acceptable and appropriate. I knew it would drive you crazy, and I don't know why. This is darling. Some children have their greeting picked out when they get there. Others take a second to choose. I'm the same way.
What?
Ask your girlfriend. If she is ever just like, yeah, I'm not in the mood for a hug right now. I kind of want to punch you in your face. We all have this.
It's me.
But as adults, we have language. We have the ability to, sometimes in sensitive ways, other times not so much.
All right, wait. Will, you're shaking your head. I can't tell if you're in agreement with me or in agreement with Dana. Go ahead.
More than anything, I'm just amused at your little kid voice. Because it sounds very developmentally delayed.
Well, look who I'm impersonating.
Okay, all right. Carry on.
Mrs. Eisenstein.
What is wrong with you?
What's the teacher's name?
He needs to go see the counselor.
Mrs. Eisenstein. I don't know why it gets progressively worse with every rendition.
Are you drunk?
Mrs. Eisenstein. I wasn't going to make it that bad until you pointed it out.
They call it hug, handshake, high five.
Well, what if you don't want any of them? Is there a no option?
I believe that's called...
Is there a don't touch me B or I'll kick you in your head?
Me too. You just say me too, teacher.
Oh, my God. First of all, let me backtrack for a second. I don't remember being in kindergarten, first grade, or second grade.
Oh, man, I do.
I bet you do.
Mrs. Apino.
Mrs. Eisenstein.
It was Mrs. Apino.
Mrs. Apino. Scott will not stop talking.
He's in the back. Here's what the first year of school that I remember is third grade in Anchorage. I don't ever remember from third.
Just selectively blanked out ages 5 through 7.
Probably because they forced me to hug them. But do you remember ever, Rod, jump in here for a second. Do you remember ever being required to greet your teacher when you came in the room?
It was a thing.
What?
Everyone walks in and says good morning to the teacher. Yes.
I remember walking into class and sitting down at my desk.
Yeah, I don't remember any
that's
of that.
All I remember.
I don't remember Mrs. Eisenstein wanting to hug me or fist bump me or
okay, do you
want to
know one
me?
Of my worst memories? And it's usually in gym class because that was the most horrifying class ever for a variety of reasons. Yes, because of the day that I had to climb the rope, which first of all, at age 5, could cause a massive concussion. When you can't climb the rope, if you fell, you could break your neck and die.
Did
but
you
that's
fall?
A whole nother story.
Did you
we
fall?
Used to have to climb that stupid big fat rope and go all the way to the top and touch the anchor, which who the hell knows even put that thing up there. I would freak out if I walked in and that rope was in a gym today.
Okay.
I hated gym class. But
okay.
One of the things okay. they had,
wow.
and I was wearing a skirt, and no one thought to say, that's inappropriate, you don't have to do that today. They made me go to the top of that rope and touch the ceiling, and everyone saw my underwear, I am still traumatized.
Oh, we are scratching surface right
God,
now.
God, it was strawberry shortcake. Everybody called me strawberry shortcake the whole year.
You were wearing strawberry shortcake
yes,
underpants?
Yes, I was.
Dane, I think we made a lot of progress today.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
I think we've tapped into something.
Who makes a 6-year-old girl
farther.
Climb that rope?
Who makes a 6-year-old girl wear strawberry shortcake underpants?
We're out of time
very
for today.
Time. I didn't even get to my point, which was the other thing they made us do in gym class, which I swear if you did it today, you'd be arrested.
We're out of time.
You don't want to hear about the log roll game? Because I'll tell you about it.
Dana, we're out of time. We'll have to tackle that next week. Right, Rod?
You're in a good place. I don't want you to lose that, but we're gonna put a bookmark here and we're gonna come back. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna bookmark it. We're gonna hold on to this. Rod, we're gonna revisit this.
We're gonna revisit it. I want you to go home.
Fine.
And we're gonna pick up right where we left off.
I want you to get your journal and write down what you're feeling.
Yeah, well, whole chapter 3 is going to be about the showers at age 13.
Well, and Rod,
we had to do that too.
Rod, I think writing down her feelings one day is not enough. I think she needs to write down her feelings for the next 6 days.
Yes.
And then bring us your journal. And then we'll go over it again.
And we will point and laugh. I mean, we will help you.
We're going to pick up right where we left off with the strawberry shortcake underpants.
Mm-hmm.
But we're out of time for today. And we want to thank you for coming in. Okay.
I feel better. And right here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. If you are in the market to buy a diamond, if you are in the market to sell a diamond, we were just talking about old estate stuff you find at your mom's house, your grandma's house. Take all of that stuff in to see Scott and Steve. They will buy it from you. They will design something for you and sell it to you. They're wholesalers. And you know, over some 70 years combined experience in buying and selling hundreds of millions of dollars in fine jewelry all over the world. And wait until you see what they can design for you. I have a mother's ring that they made for me about 3 months ago. One of my favorite things in the whole wide world. And if you go into their new, gorgeously remodeled location, you will see a lot of the photos on the wall of pieces that they have designed specifically for Dana and Parks listeners. By private appointment only, call for that appointment. See what they can do for you. 913-660-9609, 913-660-9609, or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real.
So, Dana, thanks for coming back.
To get hung about.
I was really impressed with our last session.
That feels good.
Can you tell me more about the log roll?
Okay, so in gym class, and I think if you're over the age of 40, we all have the nightmare gym class story. Before people realize that we really shouldn't be doing this to kids.
Okay.
With the showering, you know, all the weirdness that goes with all that. So,
okay.
In gym class around second grade, the gym teacher said, we're going to play a game called the log roll. And she turned on some music. I'm not making this up. Crestview Elementary, Topeka, Kansas. All of the students were told to lay down on one of those mats. You know, the mats that you folded, the big, thick mats.
Mm-hmm.
We all laid down like, you know, little sausages just next to each other, okay? And then the student on the far left was told to roll all the way down the line on top of the other students. And then the next student would roll all the way on down the line.
Okay.
You don't think that's incredibly weird? This is gym class. What possible reason would there have been to do that exercise?
Now, what did the mats look like again?
You know, just
like,
the regular...
like a yoga mat?
Gymnastics mats.
Like a yoga
mat? Now, remember back then you had to fold them up like an accordion? You remember the gym mats, and they would be red, white, red, white.
Okay, I guess.
Yes, everyone listening over the age of 40 knows what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm over 40, and I don't know what you're talking about.
You didn't have those big gym mats, and they had Velcro at the end of them? Anyway.
Dana, I don't want to interrupt you, but we're out of time for today. We're going to need to go ahead and put a bookmark here.
People just didn't question these things when we were little.
I understand what you're saying.
If my kid came home and said, we all had to lay on the ground, Dana, and listen to weird music and roll on each other.
How does that make you feel, Dana?
I'd go, I'm calling police.
And how does that make you feel, Dana?
It makes me feel empowered that I would,
I see,
as an adult, know that that's weird, well, that someone was asked to do that.
As I said, I don't want to interrupt you, but we are out of time. And it wouldn't be fair to my next patient if I kept going with you, taking away time from him. So... I'm going to go ahead again and say, let's put a bookmark here. If you have any feelings over the next week, write it down in your journal. Be sure and bring that with you, and we'll discuss it next week. Thank you very much. On your way out, you can go ahead and send Scott in.
When we get back, the 13-year-old in the shower story that we have yet to touch on.
Oh, no, we're not going down that road.
Oh, yes, we are.
Did you have to shower in middle school?
We'll get to that in just a moment.
Starrett, did you have to do that?
No.
Rodney?
I didn't go.
Oh, God. You forget he dropped out.
That's probably why.
There's a saying I want you to remember, okay? When things start to upset you, just maybe chant this to yourself quietly in your head. Just remember, I see London, I see France, we all saw Dana's underpants.
Sorry.
That is the last time I share my feelings on this program.
Oh, contraire, mon frere, you're going to do that here in just a moment when we talk about the 13-year-old showering. Newsroom will stare it.
The Kelly administration takes shape. More next.
Dana right here for CM Moes and Son. Heating, cooling, electric, and yes, your generator. You want to make sure you keep the lights on when the storms roll through. Ice storms, snow storms, all that stuff. Call my guys at CM Moes and Son. They are right now offering that free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700 on all qualifying Generac generator units. It is a free. This is a real, real deal. 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700. You know, 7 out of 10 homeowners choose Generac to automatically provide electricity to their homes when there is a power outage. It's the same brand that we use here at the station to keep all of the radio stations in the group on the air. If lightning strikes, that kind of thing, we have a Generac generator here. Call my guys at CM Moes & Son for all of your Generac generator needs, as well as heating, cooling, and electric. 816-781-4707, 816-781-4707, or cmmoesandson.com.
Just past 5:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Starrett. Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly names a Democratic legislative leader's top aide as her chief of staff. The incoming Democratic governor announced Will Lawrence's appointment today, said he has, quote, a sharp understanding of the legislative process, end quote. Lawrence had been chief of staff to Senate Minority Leader Anthony Hensley. A locomotive unveiled in 2005 for a special exhibit at George H.W. Bush's presidential library pulled his funeral train today. The machine carried Bush's remains from suburban Houston to his final resting place in College Station. It's the 8th presidential funeral train and the first since Dwight D. Eisenhower's death. A report from Auditor Nicole Galloway says savings from cuts to Missouri in-home care are overblown. The report found ramping up eligibility requirements for aid saved about $11 million last fiscal year. Savings, though, were estimated at $43 million. Galloway's review found that many still qualified for care despite more stringent eligibility requirements aimed at cutting people out of the program. The review found the participants sometimes qualified for more aid when they're reevaluated later. Traffic and weather together next. It's 5:32.
Hey, you've heard me bragging about Seal Once KC. The work that they had done on our garage floor is outstanding. And here's why. When it is snowing and your car comes in and all of that muck and snow and debris comes off of your car onto your garage floor, you will not believe how easy it is to get that stuff out of there and keep it clean, looking brand new, when you have Seal Once KC come in and put that permanent polymer decorative coating down on your garage floor. They'll do commercial buildings too. For my small business owners, they can come in and do your commercial building over the weekend and put that floor down. They've done dealerships, reception areas, small or large businesses. And think about, they actually just did this. It's kind of cool. A very large dog kennel, like a kennel area where they keep the dogs. They can really think outside of the box with this floor if you have a space that you need to be able to keep clean really easily. And that's what they'll do for you at Seal Once KC. Mention Dana, you'll still get that 20% off. Give them a call, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. Go to sealoncekc.com. Seal it and forget it today.
Now KMBZ weather. Here's Channel 9 meteorologist Brian Busby.
Mostly fair skies this evening. Temperatures falling in the 20s. Your morning temp 16. Wind chills down into the lower teens. Mostly sunny skies on Friday, high 33. Saturday, partly cloudy, 35. Chiefs Sunday, 37. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ weather.
Right now, 31 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Yeah, I'm going to let Danny get up, get off the couch, and leave your office, Dr. Rod. But she brought up an interesting thought, and you know, I had to rack the inner consoles of my brain, and it dawned on me, yes, I do remember in seventh grade at Fairway Middle School in Killeen, Texas, I do remember Mr. Herford after PE class saying, "Hit the showers, boys." And I was in seventh grade, which is to say I was what, 13?
Which is the worst age for that.
And things were growing in places I had not had things grow before. Changes were happening. Things were descending. Other things weren't growing the way I wanted them.
With all of my buddies. It's mortifying.
And here I go into a carousel of shower heads.
That's what we had.
And I don't know about girls, but for guys, for some reason at 13, there's one kid who, like,
Rod, I know where you're going with this. Everybody knows where you're going with this.
There's one kid that has a mustache, okay?
That's what I just said to Scott off the air.
And there's one kid that
looks like he's 12.
Has no idea.
Right.
And they're both 12 years old.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
One kid you know is headed to the movies when he gets older, if you know what I mean. And the rest of us who are not.
Well, I said to Scott off the air, I said, this is why it is such a universal mortifying thing, because of the physical swing, and I mean huge physical swing at age 13.
But again, not to put you on the couch, we're done with that a little bit, but you clearly were scarred. Am I wrong?
I just would not do it.
But the very thought of having to get into a carousel shower room with a bunch of girls who some are growing up top and some are not.
And I was new, which I think makes it worse. And some of the rules back then just make no sense to me. There were certain reasons you could get out of showering, but other reasons you couldn't.
Like if you were on your period or whatever.
Which then again, you had to announce, and the gym teacher would mark it down in a
booklet.
Notebook.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the HIPAA violations going on there. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Dana? I don't want to talk about that.
You're on your period again? You were on your period last week.
It doesn't stop. I have problems.
Do you have like a monthly nonstop cycle?
Also, here's what's interesting, Scott. There is no way they would legally be allowed to do that.
Let me ask that question.
No way.
All right, let's say you're a football. You're on the high school football team.
Okay.
Do they still have, and I'm asking out of ignorance because I don't know, When I was in high school, I'm not glory daying you here, so don't worry about it. Although I was pretty fantastic. I was terrible. But I can still in my mind's eye remember the locker room like it was yesterday. I can remember where my locker was, where the showers were.
We had these little curtains that didn't hide a thing, and tiny little things.
No, we had carousel showers. Like, you'd go in there was one giant pole that stuck out of the floor, and there were about six shower heads around it in a circle, okay? There were some players who were more endowed than others who had no problem, Jason Jacobson, jerk, going in there and taking a shower after a Friday night football game.
Right.
Then there was me.
You're like, not doing it.
And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to shower at home.
Don't really feel like showering.
You know,
I'm
wearing the sweat of the game right now.
I like it.
You know, I'm gonna go home in my manliness of Lansing football, and I think I'm just gonna shower at Maggie and Mayo's house,
bathe in that musk for a while.
So I'll meet you guys at Pizza Hut in a little bit. I'm gonna run home to Maggie and Mayo's house. I'm gonna shower there because I was embarrassed.
I am going to tell you right now that if this was still going on today, I would be the one calling. I would. And I would say, there is no way that you are going to force any of these kids to do this.
I can still see that shower room it was yesterday.
You know why? Because you're remembering the fear.
Yeah.
Like, we tend compartmentalize and remember that anxiety.
It was the one room in the high school I never went in other than the women's restroom. I never, ever stepped in that shower room.
You're not going in.
In fact, to this day, I'm trying to remember a time where I've ever showered in a room with another man. Except that brief period of gayness that I had in college. But that doesn't count.
Really?
No. I never showered in that Lansing High School gym.
I have found a couple of stories about this. And it says, for the most part, the whole high school showering thing has gone down the drain. Now, I want to be clear.
Somebody says they now wear swimming trunks and go in.
Okay. When I'm talking about the whole freak out thing for me and the showering incident, that was middle school.
I remember having to go in.
And we were 7th, 8th, and 9th grade at that middle school.
Okay, we were 6th, 7th, and 8th. Okay.
So, 6th is even worse. You can't put 6th graders in there with 8th graders.
I to this day, Dana, it's like burned into my brain at Fairway Middle School hearing Coach Herford say, shower, boys.
Listen to this quote, okay, from this Hartford, Connecticut story. Every day after gym, we had to take a shower. You were not allowed to opt out. Everyone cracked jokes all the time because everybody was naked. But I don't recall anyone being mean to anyone, he says. And I don't believe that for a moment.
Well, I hope that's true.
Now, look at this. We had to open our towels and show the gym teachers that we were wet. And if we weren't wet enough, we'd have to go back in and shower again. Because of her horrible experiences in middle school, this person chose not to shower in high school. If we had had individual showers, I think a lot of girls would have taken showers, but we did not. In this day and age, we need privacy. And quote, I wouldn't want anyone to go through what it was like for me when we had to do that. Scott, having a teacher who is in a position of authority tell any of those kids, open your towel, show me you're wet, that teacher should be in jail. There is no way that is okay.
Let me ask you this. Do we draw the line at 18? Because I would bet, and I don't know, I never served in the military. I would bet at boot camp, you still all shower in the same room.
I think, but by 18, you're an adult. So,
but by 18, you still don't have, and people would argue, well, you know, you signed up for the military, you're in boot camp.
You're their property.
You have no right to privacy. Screw you and your concerns about your genitalia and all that stuff.
You know, some people are just more naturally comfortable with, you know, going into a spa and letting everything hang out. I've never been that person. Even as an adult in a place where I'm comfortable, I'm not that person.
Have you ever been naked in front of any of your gal friends?
Yeah. We'll go to this steam room from time to time. But it's
and
dark
you'll just
in there.
Be naked?
Yeah, but it's dark. It is pitch black in there. You can't see your hand in front of your face. So that's fine. I mean, it was one of my closest girlfriends. It's not a big deal.
I've known Rod for 10 years. There's no way we're going to a sauna, putting a towel around our naked bodies, sitting down in the sauna, and I'm like, hey, Rod.
How about that Chiefs game?
Why are you still wearing that towel?
I do know, though, that enough whiskey after a concert.
Okay, no, wait, that doesn't count.
Sometimes no. You wake up, you're like, hey, who put my pants in the refrigerator?
No, they were in front of the refrigerator, Rod, and that's not fair. I got really drunk that night, and that was Iron Maiden.
I understand. My pants weren't in front of the refrigerator.
They weren't in the refrigerator. They were in front of the refrigerator in the kitchen.
Someone just wrote in. We had to do that. We had to open the towel and show the teacher we were wet. It was so creepy. Did the parent? Here's my question.
I forgot about that.
Did the parents know back in 1985 or 88 or whenever you went to school, did the parents know that was going on?
And yeah, back then, would the they?
Yeah, they went through the same thing in the 60s and 50s. It's like, what are you complaining about? That's what we had to do, too. We had to show them that we were wet. Listen here, weirdo. Open your towel and show me you're wet?
That is so beyond the pale.
I can't imagine, like, you know, and thank God he didn't make us do this, but, you know, there were a handful of guys who would always shower after the football game. I can't imagine, and he never did, Coach Hodum standing outside of the bathroom going,
show us you're wet.
Jacobson, open that towel and let me make sure that you got all the undercarriage in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, coach. Well, coach, let me see underneath that towel there, partner. I mean, honest to God, I would change out of my football uniform.
I tend to think, Scott, if that was really going on, that the moms and dads did not know that.
Put on my clothes and I would drive home. I never once showered at the high school. Never once.
No.
I could be the stinkiest, sweatiest,
didn't matter,
grossest,
I am not going in there,
butt butter guy in the whole gym. It would not matter to me. I am not showering in that gym. I'm just not. 576-7798.
Hey, you've heard me bragging about the great work that they do at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. Landscape, hardscape, irrigation, sprinkler systems, all that kind of stuff. They will really make your home look amazing. They've been doing it for years here in the Kansas City area. But did you also know that they will spruce up your lake house? All of my Lake of the Ozarks people, listen to this. They've been doing that work at the Lake of the Ozarks for almost 15 years. They are a full-service landscape, lawn, and irrigation contractor. And now is the time, yes, in the dead of winter, to get on their schedule so that when spring, summer rolls around, you just sit back and enjoy your new outdoor space. They will do landscaping, patios, retaining walls. They also specialize in pumps and sprinkler systems specifically designed for lake life. They will take care of your lake property. You just go on down to the lake and have a good time. Have them go to the Lake of the Ozarks and spruce up your lake home now in the off season. You will be so glad that you got on the schedule now. 913-441-3900 is the number to call. 913-441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com. Hey, I know it's cold, I know it's snowy, but please head on out if you, someone you know, are in the market for a brand new custom-made dream home. Please go check out Cottonwood Canyon. You've heard me bragging about it. We went and played that golf course a couple of weeks ago, believe it or not, when it was super nice outside. Go see this intimate resort-style community nestled right on top of one of the greatest golf courses, Canyon Farms Golf Club. You will just love these designed, award-winning, stunning, huge homes. And they just opened up 27 lots, the very final phase of these 27 lots that are now available to you. We went and looked a couple weeks ago. The roads are in, the infrastructure's in. They are just waiting for you to come build your dream home. Pick your lot, build your dream home now at Cottonwood Canyon. Did I mention it's maintenance provided? It's just an incredible community out there. Call now for your private tour, 913-492-4444, 913-492-4444, or check them out online, CottonwoodCanyonKS.com, CottonwoodCanyonKS.com.
576-7798. Man, the text line is on fire on this topic.
You know why? Because if you remember it, you will never forget it.
There was one in here a minute ago, although that kind of weirded me out a little bit. And I think it was from, I'm assuming it was from a woman that said, I've seen all of my girlfriends naked, at least from the waist up, but we've just come to understand that we're all hairy. And I didn't respond.
They got razors for that. Whoa. They need to go to aesthetic hair.
What do you got, chest hair?
Well, I think women will say, like, it's not a big deal over a certain age if you're with your girlfriends, but that is an entirely different conversation than being 13 or 14 years old.
But even as an adult, these are not sensitive topics anymore?
Yeah, I don't think, no. At this age, no. No.
Some are real, some are not real.
No,
I mean, nobody
anybody cares.
Okay.
The issue in middle school and high school is you have someone in a position of authority saying, open your towel. I am.
Show me that you're wet.
I am.
Okay, weirdo.
Honestly, I am completely like angered, creeped out, and stunned that that went on in the 80s.
If this one is true from, and forgive me, my eyes fail me in this growing age, 95.99, if this is true, it is disgusting. Our gym teacher would make us show our pads if we claimed we were on our period.
See, yeah, that
only excuse not to get in for the group shower, we had to prove it.
That kind of behavior.
Okay, weirdo.
If true, I'm telling you, that is criminal to me, Scott.
And I'm not one who is easily disturbed or offended. That is disturbing. If I found out that my daughter had to show a teacher her pad.
But, Scott, do you think the parents didn't know back then, or did nobody care because we all just thought, well, this is how it is?
That's just the way it is, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I think it's maybe because the kids didn't say anything. Because my mom would have said, you what? They what?
Well, didn't they have to do
and
it, too?
And she was not a march down to the school kind of mom, ever. She was not one to make phone calls or to make waves.
Mike in Shawnee. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys this evening?
We're doing quite well. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Say, I used to shower. I'm 48 years old, and I used to shower in junior high school. I was in the military, and we had to do communal showers there. And like I said, I'm 48 years old, and I still shower communally every day after work. I work at a chemical plant, and one of the requirements is that we take a shower to get any byproduct off of our skin so that we don't take it home.
Sure.
It's quite funny that the older guys are all right with it, but we get some younger guys in there that you can tell from the younger generation that haven't been exposed to communal showers like this. And it's pretty embarrassing for them. They start out with a towel. But, you know, it's peer pressure in the workplace. If guys don't shower, the rest of the guys get on them about it. And, you know, it's kind of a safety health hazard. But we get on each other's case, and it also teaches hygiene, you know?
I suppose, but Mike, I think most people would be creeped out by the thought of having to shower with their coworkers. That kind of takes me right back to junior high.
Well, believe me, the locker room and the shower house sometimes would be reminiscent of a high school or junior high. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, you have to swallow your pride and your humility and just understand that it's for a reason, it's for a necessity. And even back in junior high, you know, I mean, I can remember being a greasy, you know, grubby junior high kid that didn't like to shower, period. So I think it taught some good life lessons back then.
Name one other than hygiene.
Humility. A little humility.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I learned that.
I bet it was humbling.
I learned a lot of humility.
Well, but I mean,
what concave means. I learned what turtle means. I learned all kinds of things in there.
Well, things that you wouldn't have learned anywhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what happened to me? Why can't I be like him?
Why am I depressed every day after fourth hour?
Why is Tommy a shower and I'm a grower?
From a practical standpoint, Scott, the biggest thing for girls is you don't have time to dry your hair. I remember just thinking,
I don't think they expect you to wash your hair either.
What a mess. It's harassment. That is what that is. It is harassment.
I would find it hard to believe that in today's world that we live in, that young kids are expected or required to do the communal shower.
Rebecca, did you?
Oh, yeah. It was horrifying.
Are you kidding?
No.
She's not.
We had to come out, you know, open our towel, show them that we were wet, all of that.
You got to be kidding me.
Tell Dana how old.
What year?
She looks older. She looks younger than she is. Tell her how old you are.
I am 38 years old.
So she's basically our generation.
You're 6 years younger than I am, and you had to do the show, the towel.
Yes. Yes. It was. I remember almost crying. I was so horrified.
Did your mom know they were making you do that?
I didn't tell her because I didn't. I thought everybody knew. Everybody had to do it. It was embarrassing.
I think this is a class action lawsuit. Okay. I will represent you.
All right. Okay. Let's all.
It's beyond the pale. Anyone would have to do that.
Okie dokie. We got to run on behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks. We will see you all tomorrow for the Coats for Kids finale at Bassett Furniture, 135th and Metcalf. In Overland Park, we will be there from 2 to 6. We're doing all the shows out there from Morning News to Jamie Wickett to Dana and Parks. Have a great night. Be safe. Be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, a possible nomination for Attorney General. More next.
Head on out to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. If you are in the market for a used car, which we just got out there and had a wonderful, easy, phenomenal experience getting a used car for my daughter. They got so many makes and models out there at all different price ranges, really for everyone's budget. Go check that out. But if you are looking for something new, get on into Volkswagen Lease Summit now. Ask them about that sign and drive promotion. They've still got it going on. Zero down, zero next month's payment, and you will get a $500 shopping card to help you with your Christmas shopping. Zero down, zero next month's payment, and a $500 shopping card to help you with your Christmas shopping. Head on into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road. What is barking? Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470. There are no dogs there, I promise.
Woof, woof.
What the heck is happening? Woof. Or VWLeesSummit.com. Yes, these are live. VWLeesSummit.com. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.